Today is Saturday, December 15th, 2018, and this...
Las Vegas, a city built on chance, emotion, and for the fortunate few, unbridled joy.
And you know, that perfectly describes the road that brought this season's champion to our stage tonight.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 673.
Las Vegas!
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
You're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Money, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Welcome to the first ever Hundy Awards. We are your hosts, Tim and Michelle. We have an action-packed awards ceremony for you tonight.
You, the listeners of 500 by Midnight, cast your votes. The results have been tabulated, and we are ready to announce your favorite and least favorite Las Vegas stuff.
That's right. We are all here for a tremendous award ceremony. It's going to be a big night. I'm excited. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
All right. Let's get started. Oh, it's so great to have a live audience that's equally excited. All right. Let's get cracking.
All right. I have a question for you.
You do? Ask away.
What kind of dreams do hotels have?
I don't know. What kind of dreams do hotels have?
Sweet dreams.
These are the 2018 Hundy Awards for favorite and least favorite accommodations. I feel like I'm really loud. I'm going to turn me down a little bit.
Okay.
This is already going well. Hey, okay, so we're going to fire through some winners here for you.
All right. And non-winners.
Winner, yeah.
Well,
there are no bests. There are no worsts.
They're just favorite and least favorite.
Favorites and least favorites as voted on by the listeners
of
the original Las Vegas podcast, 500 by Midnight.
All right. So what's the favorite strip hotel?
Favorite strip hotel goes to Cosmopolitan.
All right.
Very exciting. A favorite of ours. We'll be doing in-depth analysis on the following podcast.
Yes.
Because we've got a lot of categories to announce. So, next up, least favorite strip hotel, and it is...
Circus Circus.
What a shock.
Yeah.
What a shock.
Yeah. Not surprised by that one.
We're moving downtown. Next, favorite downtown hotel, and the favorite is...
The D.
The D Las Vegas, a favorite of ours for sure. Mm-hmm.
And the least favorite downtown hotel is...
No shock here either, I don't think.
No.
Plaza. Plaza is your least favorite downtown hotel.
And moving off the strip, the favorite off-strip hotel is?
It is Red Rock. A lovely hotel, about as far off the strip as you can get, and still be in the Las Vegas Valley.
But worth the trip.
It is worth the trip.
And the least favorite off-strip hotel is?
Least favorite goes to...
Rio.
Okay,
this could get interesting right
now. And those, ladies and gentlemen, are your 2018 Hundy Award winners in the accommodations category. Really well.
Did it? Good. Yeah.
What an impressively fast costume change.
Oh, thank you.
All right. I can end this piece of shit thing.
Oh, be
early.
Careful with your water.
Yeah, I got it. All right. You look lovely in that dress.
Oh, thank you.
See, the people who aren't on the live video stream, they've the disadvantage of not knowing what you're wearing right now. All right, we're moving along to another exciting series of gambling. You know, it's something really
weird.
Do
you like to gamble?
I do like to gamble. Something really weird happened last time I was in Las Vegas.
Oh, what?
I got into a long argument with a roulette dealer over what I consider to be an odd number. This is going well from a technical standpoint.
And from a humor standpoint, lack thereof. These are the 2018 Hundy Awards for favorite and least favorite casinos.
All right. These first few might sound familiar.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, remember when you said there was a lot of difference?
Yeah, that come along in a minute.
It will, yeah. Right. But the first few might have some deja vu here.
All right, casinos. Favorite strip casino? It only won by 2 votes. Which is pretty impressive because we got a lot of votes.
Yeah.
So there, it was close, but the winner went to, once again, Cosmopolitan. Least favorite strip casino? That did not win by 2 votes. It was much more than that.
Circus.
Favorite downtown casino, much like the hotel category, went to the D, Las Vegas.
And the least favorite downtown casino also went to Plaza.
Yep. And off strip, once again, mirroring the hotel, favorite went to Red Rock. Least favorite went to Rio. Okay, now things start to get a little bit more mixed up than we went with in those first few categories. What we learned there, see, I said I wasn't going to do this commentary. What we learned there is that people like to play where they stay. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm taking from that. All right, so let's break it down. Casinos, there's a lot to do in the casino, if you haven't noticed. One of the things you can do there is play some slots. Favorite slot machines? Again, Cosmopolitan, a big winner so far.
Slots is short for slot machines?
It is. Oops, that was supposed to be the laughter. Least favorite slot machines?
Caesars.
Caesars Palace. Yes.
I wonder if it was Caesars Palace or...
Caesars Palace. Okay. Specific. Ignore my shortening on here for...
Not all Caesars Properties, Caesars Palace.
Video poker. In all of the land of Las Vegas, the favorite video poker from 500 listeners is...
Main Street Station.
Half of our listeners are constantly at Boar's Head Bar at any given moment. Mm-hmm. That means that we have 24 listeners. All right. Least favorite video poker?
Caesar's Palace. Yeah. Their odds are not great.
People aren't digging Caesar's Palace. I understand why.
Yep.
Blackjack. You want to sit down at a table, play a little 21. The favorite place to do it is...
El Cortez,
and you can do it until you die, because most of the people there are. Least favorite blackjack goes to, once again, Caesar's Palace. Yep. The place, I have other things to say about Caesar's. I'm going to try to hold off till next week. Mm-hmm. Let's play some craps, shall we?
All right. Where would you like to play craps? Where is the favorite craps place?
Well, a lot of our listeners are going to be playing craps at Golden Gate. It's a fun place to play. Yep. I understand why.
Yep.
Least favorite craps, on the other hand, this one was a landslide vote.
Yeah, that surprises me, but I find it interesting.
There's a reason why, but okay. Would you like to announce the winner?
Oh, that would be Wynn.
Which Wynn won? Wynn Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Least favorite craps. Favorite poker goes to Aria. Mm-hmm. And least favorite poker goes to Excalibur. All right, sportsbook. The last two in this category, sportsbook.
Favorite sports book? No surprise here.
Nope.
Westgate.
That super book is awesome.
It's visually stunning.
People dig it, and it won. Least favorite sports book goes to?
New York.
Oh, it's a horrible, horrible sports book.
It is. It can barely qualify as a sports book.
That's true. And those, my friends, those are your 2018 Hundy Award winners in the gambling category. Abrupt. Wow. I'm impressed with your speed.
With my speed?
Yes.
Good.
the speed with which you are able to change outfits for each new segment of our podcast. I was worried this wasn't going to work out.
Yeah.
And it is working out.
Do you want to pop the chat open for just a second to make sure people can still hear and see us? Because
no.
I'm worried.
They're fine.
Okay.
They're fine.
Okay.
It's all working out.
Okay.
All right.
Flying blind here.
Yeah, I know.
It's all on autopilot.
You just wanted to pull up the chat and get distracted. I'm not going to allow that.
Okay.
All righty. So we're doing a new category here. Before we do a new category, I think it's important that
that Siegfried and Roy clip. I'm going to be very
official,
disappointed.
Very official operation here. And like any official award show, we do have auditors. And now we're going to hear from our auditors.
I am Siegfried. And I'm Roy. Our white lions and white tigers join us in wishing you a magical holiday season. And a special New Year's with all your dreams coming true.
You didn't really think you were going to get out of a December show without hearing that, did you?
I thought for a minute that I might.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
All right, let's move along to the food category.
Okay. Did you hear about the fight that happened at Emerald's Fish House last night?
I did not hear about the fight that happened at Emerald's Fish House last night. What happened?
Two fish got battered. And these are the 2018 Hundy Awards for favorite and least favorite restaurants.
All right. A lot of stuff here. Let's start with overall restaurant. Favorite overall restaurant in Las Vegas, a favorite of ours.
Mm-hmm.
This goes to Pizza Rock. Least favorite, on the other hand.
Goes to White Castle.
White Castle gets not
Some people love it.
Favorite.
A lot of people don't.
We're not commenting on the quality. It's not the best or worst. It is the least favorite. That's all. I'm really wondering what people are going to dispute.
Yeah.
Because how do you dispute that these were the favorites or least favorites instead of... But people will. People like to complain.
We're going to worry about that later.
I like to complain about different things, though.
You like to complain about a variety of things.
This is going a lot quicker than I thought. We're only 12 minutes in and we're already in the third category.
Okay.
What, do we have seven?
Yeah.
Oh, we're gonna be fine.
All right, good.
This is gonna be a shorter show than I thought.
Yeah. Well, that'll leave us some time to chat with people.
Oh, we'll have all kinds of time.
Yes.
All right, where are we? Favorite steakhouse?
Gordon Ramsay Steak.
Gordon Ramsay Steak,
Wheel
a lovely
of wheat.
Place. Paris, Las Vegas. I'm a fan.
Me too.
Least favorite steakhouse?
Outback.
Oh, there's a lot of hatred for the chains in Las Vegas. I get that.
I understand.
I don't know that Outback is necessarily that horrible of a place, but it's a chain and you can have it, you know, in any major city.
Yeah. Even Circus has a steakhouse that's better than Outback in Vegas.
That's true. All right, moving on to burger joints. Favorite one in all of the land. See, now I just said that everybody hates chains, and then we get this is a winner.
This isn't a national chain, though. This is a...
I know, but...
This is something that people...
In-N-Out is favorite burger joint from 500 listeners.
Yeah.
Yep. I think by quite a bit, too.
Hmm.
Least favorite burger joint, on the other hand...
White Castle.
Barely qualifies. No, I don't think it's a burger joint. I think it's a... I don't know what the fuck that shit is. But it's not a burger. They call them burgers, I guess.
Meat.
But, yeah.
With quotes.
All right, no surprise, given our favorite restaurant, that the favorite pizza place, by almost three times more than the second place winner, went to Pizza Rock. It's a delicious, delicious place.
Now, this one surprised
me. This one surprised me as well.
Least favorite pizza place went to Secret Pizza.
Secret Pizza getting some hate this week.
Huh.
This year, on our awards. Which I'm going to tell you, we're not getting into second and third place much.
Mm-hmm.
But it was second place for favorite.
Okay.
So it's kind of interesting that it gets second place for favorite and yet first place for least favorite.
Maybe it's polarizing. You either love it or you don't.
That's exactly what it is. Thank you for putting things in perspective for me.
I try.
All right, tacos. Who doesn't like tacos? Don't answer that. If you don't like tacos, I don't want to know because I don't think we can be friends. The favorite taco joint.
I will have your tacos if you
I'll
don't
have
want
them,
them
too.
Send them over here.
Favorite. What's on your address, by the way?
Let's see. This is breakfast. So there's like a bagel and an egg and a strawberry and a banana and some toast.
Makes me hungry for brunch.
You love brunch.
I do. All right, where are we? Favorite taco joint.
Mm-hmm.
Tacos El Gordo.
Yeah.
We haven't been there in a while.
We have not.
That's because it's not as convenient. Well, it's... Anyway, we'll talk about it next week. Least favorite taco joint, going back to the chains, Taco Bell Cantina, getting no love.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that'll change once the one opens on Fremont.
No, people still won't like it.
Because it's a chain. Yeah, because White Castle opened on Fremont, and they're getting some
Exactly.
Least favorite showings here.
Yep. All right. Buffets. Good place to stuff your face. The favorite in Las Vegas?
Caesar's Palace Bacchanal.
Caesar's Palace recovers from the beating it took in the gambling category to take favorite buffet.
Least favorite buffet.
Least favorite buffet, on the other hand.
House of Bland.
Okay, yeah. Flamingo gets that. Since you mentioned that, I will say, and I, the way that I calculated the awards involved a lot of time with a spreadsheet, and I didn't spend a lot of time on individual jokey answers and stuff. I kind of skimmed over that stuff, not really absorbing much. But I do have to give a shout out to the single person who voted for House of Butts in every category in the Hundy Awards. The fact that somebody took the time to do that.
I love that.
I don't know who it was, but they deserve a special.
But thank you. Yes.
A special shout out. And best steakhouse or favorite steak. I'm sorry. Favorite steakhouse. Or least, I guess maybe it was least favorite steakhouse.
Yeah.
There were several House of Butts. Did we mention, I think when we opened the voting that.
Yeah, I did.
Something House of Butts reference.
Great. Yep.
All right. Well, there won't be a House of Butts franchise located on the Strip anytime soon.
Okay. There's no demand for it.
Nope. All right. Moving along. We're up to drunk food. Favorite drunk food joint?
Secret Pizza.
Secret Pizza. Gets least favorite pizza, but best or favorite drunk food? Interesting. We're going to have to think about what that means and break it down later.
Yep.
Maybe it means people, when they're drunk.
They only like it when they're drunk, maybe?
They migrate to the food they don't really enjoy.
Huh.
I don't know.
But then, if that were the case, they would go to the least favorite drunk food joint, White Castle.
White Castle gets least favorite drunk food. And those, my friends, are your 2000... You okay? Uh-oh. We almost had an injury. Those are your 2018 winners in the restaurant and food category. Music is over. Took a little longer.
Yeah, this one.
Did you stub your toe? What the hell happened there?
No, I almost tripped over the headphone cord.
Oh, this is your cocktail dress.
Yeah.
It's lovely. Very pink.
Thanks for the commentary.
I'm narrating for the people who aren't done this video.
Yes, yes.
All right, we're moving on to... It's very thematic with your... It's very thematic there. We're moving on to the bars category.
I tried to coordinate with the category. You know, see, the breakfast dress was food. The drink one is bars.
You put a lot of effort into this. I'm impressed.
Thank you.
I've just got the same damn shirt.
That's all right. It's a nice shirt.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad
it's
you like it.
It's very Vegas-y.
I don't wear it. And I have Bugsy underneath.
The gangsta that you are.
I like to think so. I'm a gangsta of podcasting. Speaking of bars, have I told you about the jumper cables that walked into Double Down Saloon?
No, you did not.
The bartender said, "You better not start anything."
And these are the 2018 Hundy Awards for favorite and least favorite bars.
All righty. We have a lot of experience in this area, and
yes,
so do our listeners.
Yes, we do, and so do you.
All right. Let's start with favorite hotel and casino bar. Not a big shock to me.
There's three levels of fun.
The favorite goes to Chandelier. It is three levels of fun.
Mm-hmm. We've had fun on all three levels.
That sounds interesting.
Not that kind of fun.
Least favorite, on the other hand, paying tribute to this guy on my shirt, Bugsy's at Flamingo gets least favorite hotel or casino bar.
We did see an actual bug there once.
Yes, we did. It was a cockroach crawling across the bar, and the bartender nonchalantly brushed it aside as if this were a regular occurrence.
That concerns me.
I don't believe we've been back there since, have we?
I don't believe we have.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
All right. Going out of the hotels and casinos, we've got a favorite non-hotel, non-casino bar It is. Your dress reminds me of this place.
Oh, thank you. Frankie's Tiki Room.
Frankie's Tiki Room.
Fun place.
It is fun. A little smoky, a little dark.
A little divey. Delicious. Yep. Wonderful.
Very fruity and very rummy.
Yep.
All right. Least favorite of the non-hotel, non-casino
bars. Have you been to this one?
You know, I've kind of. I wandered in there once briefly, but I've not spent any time there.
Okay.
It's one of those things that's kind of on my to-do list because I've wanted to, at some point, cut a couple years off my life, and I have a feeling spending time at this particular establishment would do that. Stage Door, right across from Bally's. It is quite a place.
Yeah.
A lot of characters in there.
That's what I've heard.
Moving along to beer.
Favorite beer bar is Banger.
Banger Brewing.
They do good work.
The only reason to go to Neonopolis, in my mind, is Banger Brewing.
Mm,
it's delicious. It's awesome. Least favorite, on the other hand.
This surprised me a little.
Surprised me a little bit, too.
Beer Park.
Beer Park at Paris.
Mm-hmm.
It did surprise me because it's got a great view. I think it's the Budweiser
thing. It's the Budweiser thing.
The big Budweiser sign and the fact that it's, you know. It's
expensive.
It is expensive, but you're paying for the view.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Cocktail bar. Favorite cocktail bar in all the land. Again.
Chandelier.
See, I was completely wrong when I said that there were... Cosmo swept... Well, it didn't sweep, but Cosmo won a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
I lied to you guys. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Please forgive him.
Least favorite cocktail bar. At Link.
The ghost of 3535.
It's not what it was when it opened.
Oh, man. What a downfall, too. Like, it was awesome when it opened.
And then they just sucked the life out of it by removing all of the really great stuff on their menu.
Mm-hmm.
Wine bar. This is a category that will not return to the Hundy Awards based on the lack of votes.
Mm-hmm.
So take this for what it's worth. But the favorite wine bar from 500 listeners is La Cave at Wynn Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. Least favorite, we're not awarding one because the few votes were scattered. I don't know that anybody even got two votes. It was it was just like a bunch of shit I never heard of. And so anyway, no winner. I think this is the only category where we're not announcing a winner. Day Club. This is another category that'll probably go away. This one is a tie, which is interesting. But again, part of that is the relatively low amount of votes, I think, in this category. The tie went to Dre's at the Cromwell and Encore Beach Club at Encore.
Be weird if Encore Beach Club was somewhere other than Encore.
Least favorite Day Club went by a very significant number. To all of them, many of you took the time to write in all of them. So, again.
Not individually listing.
No, no.
Just saying all of them.
All of them are least favorites.
Yeah.
Nightclub? You want to take favorite nightclub?
Sure. It is Omnia, which we have not been to, but I get the appeal. It's got a nice view.
There you go. Caesar's Palace.
Yep.
Another win for the much maligned game. People like to party there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want to play there at Caesar's Palace. And once again, least favorite nightclub, much like Day Club, by a significant number of votes, all of them. So apparently the five, we're learning that the five, oh, look at how eager you are.
Oh, sorry. You can tell on the video that I'm just like,
we're learning that the 500 by Midnight audience might not be the most club going of crowds.
And that's okay.
And those, you can go now.
All right. Thanks.
And those are your favorite and least favorite Las Vegas bars. What a lovely outfit you're wearing for this portion of our podcast.
Thank you.
Very summery, very bright, and how would you describe that dress?
Very blue. It's got pools on it, Vegas pools.
You got a pool over there? All right.
Because this category includes pools, so I thought.
It does include pools. Hey, before we move on to this segment, I'd like to, I'm not going to play Siegfried and Roy again, don't worry.
Thank you.
But I'd like to recognize our very talented 500 orchestra, the 500 Symphony Orchestra that's been playing that fine music between segments. Thank you to them for their hard work.
We appreciate them.
I have to give proper credit where credit is due.
True. Not everyone does.
This is the treat yourself category.
Mm-hmm.
A little rest and relaxation action.
Yep. You know, when we were in Vegas in November, I saw the oddest thing.
You did? What was it?
A clock was checking in ahead of me at the Cosmopolitan Spa.
A clock?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's not so weird. It probably just wanted to unwind. Oops, I'm supposed to play the laughter. Oh, this is where it goes off the rails even more. Okay, these are the... Oh, that's your line.
That's okay. These are the 2018 Hundy Awards for favorite and least favorite rest and relaxation.
I should have been drinking.
It's okay. All right. Favorite spa?
Let's talk spa. Have you not been to this one?
I have not been to this one, but it's Aria.
Aria 1.
And the least favorite spa, which I have been to, is Golden Nugget.
What do you think about that?
Having been to the Cosmo Spa, there's a difference between the Golden Nugget and some of the strip spas.
I get it. All right. Pool. This is not a big surprise either.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite pool goes to Mandalay Bay, filled with children, filled with waves, filled with fun.
Sometimes topless people.
That one pool is.
Mm-hmm.
Titties. Least favorite pool by a very significant margin.
Is the D.
The D Las Vegas and that little postage stamp of a pool.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, all right.
It's
a pool, technically.
It's a square filled with water. Yep. Or rectangle. Yep.
All right. You like to shop.
I do.
What do you think of the favorite shopping mall?
Favorite shopping mall is the Forum Shops. I agree with this. They have a nice variety. It's a pleasant atmosphere. It's very convenient.
Is it your favorite shopping mall, though?
I don't know that I have one.
Okay.
I'll think about that for the analysis show.
You'll think about that when you're changing outfits again in 5.5 seconds.
Right. And the least favorite shopping mall is Fashion Show Mall, which I get. It's kind of a...
It's a regular mall, isn't it? I mean, isn't it just like kind of bullshit you'd have around home?
There are a few unique things in there, but it's so haphazard.
Do they still do fashion shows? Because that was the whole shtick, that they do fashion shows.
Yeah. I don't know that they do. I'll research that.
Kind of a weird thing, too, like... 2 o'clock every day, you got a bunch of models wandering around there. Mm-hmm. I don't get that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's not going to encourage me to buy clothes.
Cannabis dispensary. This is a relatively, if this weren't the first award show we were doing, this would be a brand new category because dispensaries weren't really a thing until recently. Favorite cannabis dispensary went to Reef. I know it's a big one, but I don't know much beyond that.
Yeah.
So that's the deal there. If you want to buy some pot, Reef is a favorite amongst our listeners. Mm-hmm. Least favorite, and I'm so proud of you guys for this. I swear, this is not just me making something up. This is legit. Least favorite cannabis dispensary goes to Doug. I love you guys.
That is awesome.
That made all of this worthwhile when I saw that. Enough people thought of that same joke at once. To have it win. All right. That wraps up. You can go now and change your outfit again if you'd like. That wraps up the Hundy Award favorites and lost favorites in the treat yourself category.
Something.
What'd you learn?
Zippers.
Is there are cameras in your dressing room?
No. Zippers, much easier than buttons.
Noted. Well, your dress looks lovely. You've changed
Thank
into
you.
A lovely, again, cocktail.
It's another cocktail theme.
You have a lot of Vegas dresses.
I do. I thought, well, I have them. Might as well wear them.
Yep. Would you like to give credit to your seamstress?
I would. Your mom. She does a wonderful job. Not all of the dresses are made by her, but most of them are.
Yes. She does fine work.
She does.
She's not responsible for any of my clothing.
And she hasn't been since...
Since I was about 9.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to the entertainment category of our awards presentation.
Hey, do you happen to know what sort of Las Vegas shows are most popular among chickens?
No, I don't.
Talon shows.
And these are the 2018 Hundy Awards for favorite and least favorite entertainment. Let's start with free attractions. This one was
no surprise.
Of all the awards we're giving out, this was the biggest margin of victory. And it goes to the Bellagio Fountains. 7 times more votes than second place. And second place also was a Bellagio thing. It was Bellagio Conservatory.
Ah.
So if you're looking for something free to stare at,
go to Bellagio.
That's why there's all those fucking Mosiers wandering through there. They're all looking at shit. I'm like, look at that. There's a sculpture on the ceiling. Look at that. There's a bunch of flowers and shit. Look at that. There's fountains blowing off outside. That explains so much. I understand it now. It took me all these years. All right. Least favorite free attraction.
Street performers.
Those pesky street performers. And yet, all of you folks who voted for it, just wander down the street and form a circle around them at will whenever you see some dude beating on a fucking bucket.
Are you saying the people who...
No, not all of them.
No.
Not all of them. That's always a good defense of anything. No, they're not all racists.
I'm going to say the people who listen to the show aren't the people standing in the circle.
No, but some of the Facebookers are.
Ah.
All right.
Oh!
Moving along...
There's a podcast.
You see? That's insane. All right. Moving along. This is an interesting category. Mm-hmm. Paid attraction. We have quite the results here.
Because the favorite and least favorite paid attraction went to the same thing.
This is the only category, I believe, where this happens. Same in least favorite and favorite. And it goes to
the high roller.
I'm very intrigued by this.
I am too.
We'll discuss it more next week.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on to shows. One of the things I learned in this category
is what did you learn?
Despite the, I have to turn off my chat window.
Who's getting distracted now?
I know, I forgot to turn it off, and a friend who's obviously not a friend enough to join us in the stream tonight was texting me. I learned that, first of all, that people don't read directions.
Mm-hmm.
Because like the gambling category for like best slots and went to like people were voting for Buffalo and shit. It's like, that's not a casino. Well, is there a Buffalo casino? Not in Las Vegas?
I don't know, but no.
I feel like there's
one. I mean, not in Vegas.
Buffalo Bills. Is that still around in Prim?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
People are voting for
Buffalo. But then they would have said
stuff.
Buffalo Bills.
I know. And then I realize that people don't know what the hell the difference is between a headliner show and a production show.
Okay.
Not based on the wins and losses or the favorites and least favorites, but just a lot of the votes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of people were voting for shit that was not a headliner show.
Okay.
Anyway. But it doesn't matter because the favorites
and
least favorites...
And you shared that why?
Because I wanted to insult everybody. Favorite
this
headliner...
is how you thank people who took the time to vote.
I'm thrilled they did. This is a pain in the ass to vote for. I'm sure people spent a ridiculous amount of time, so I'm very happy that those who... That's why I think that these are some meaningful awards, because the people actually took time to vote weren't just, like, checking off a box. I'm happy with the way that they went. Favorite headliner or resident show went to... They've been around for a long, long time. Penn and Teller over at Rio. One of the few reasons to go to Rio.
Yep.
Least favorite. This one is not a surprise.
Nope.
Your favorite, Chris Angel.
Everyone's favorite.
Production show.
Least favorite.
Non-headliner production show. The favorite went to, again, no surprise here.
No surprise here. Absinthe.
Absinthe. So Caesars gets another win. And least favorite production show.
Hell of a Nap.
Great Place to Sleep.
Oh, at Bellagio.
There you go. I've done it. Many of our listeners have done it.
Mm-hmm. Does it make you feel good that you weren't alone in that?
You know, when that was revealed by several people in a Facebook group chat, I was somewhat vindicated that it wasn't just me who fell asleep during that.
Good.
It's impressive, but it's tiresome.
Yeah.
It's exhausting to watch that. Yeah. All right. Those are the Hundy Award favorites and least favorites in the entertainment category. wish our orchestra knew more songs. Next year, we need to teach the orchestra another song.
Okay. Are you doing this again?
I think so.
Yeah?
I think so. Yeah. If the people want it, we'll do it. I've enjoyed it.
Good. Yeah. Me too.
All right. Nice dress, by the way.
Thank you.
We're now on to
also, thank your mom.
Golden Knights theme. I should have probably, I could have changed for this one, put on my jersey.
You could have.
I didn't.
Oh, well.
I have failed.
That's all right.
All right. Hey, I think I've figured out a way to keep my money from the casinos in Las Vegas.
Oh, how would you do that?
When I get off the plane, just walk into a propeller. How old is that fucking joke? Like they have a fucking, like you walk off the plane onto the runway?
That's pretty old.
I know.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, anyway, these are your 200.
Final categories.
Final category. These are your 2018 Hundy Awards for everything else that matters.
All right. This is all the fun stuff, guys. It was a total free-for-all.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite view. This one surprised me. I thought it would have gone to like Stratosphere, maybe top of Paris, maybe...
Maybe even Rio Voodoo Lounge, but...
Maybe it went to Cosmopolitan Terraces. People love those fucking things.
We do.
I'm among them. Yep, you can get a good view. Somebody posted. Yeah. Did you see that picture a dude posted on the Facebook group a day or two ago?
I don't think so.
It's from one of the high floors. It is like postcard worthy.
Nice.
From the terrace. Least favorite view in Las Vegas. Again, this one I was not expecting. I was expecting some sort of place that you intentionally go to view something.
Yeah.
Nope. The rooftop HVAC unit view. I think most of us who've been to Las Vegas many times have had this view.
Yes, we have.
We had one at Caesars.
Venetian.
I feel like maybe Link.
Maybe.
I think we might have had one at the Link. Yeah, we had
a pool view.
Maybe
there.
I had an Imperial at Imperial Palace.
Yeah,
maybe I had
you probably
one.
Did.
Anyway, yeah, you open the window and there it is, the big air conditioning unit. It's a delightful, delightful thing to see. All right, moving along to something.
Was another hotel's wall a close second?
That was in the mix. I don't remember what was second. I might have. I didn't. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Every once in a while, you're in a casino.
Mm-hmm.
You got to take care of business.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite public shitter goes to Wynn Las Vegas.
Yep.
Congratulations to Wynn Las Vegas. You have supreme bathrooms, according to our listeners, meaning they're covered in sour cream. On the other hand, you want to take this one?
Least favorite, Casino Royale.
Oh,
yeah.
Haven't been in them in a while, but last time I was in the men's room, there were mats down on the floor in front of the urinals to prevent slippage. But what that means is the whole thing smells like piss.
Ugh.
Not a good scene.
Yeah, I remember the ladies' room not smelling super great either.
I will make it a point to go to a different bathroom before I head down to Casino Royale for any period of time.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things that's noteworthy in many casinos is the soundtrack, the music that's playing, and the volume at which it's playing, apparently.
Yeah.
Favorite casino soundtrack goes to?
Cosmopolitan.
I
agree.
I'm a fan of the soundtrack at Cosmo.
Have they phased out the Smiths?
I haven't been hearing the Smiths nearly as often, but I've heard the replacements. I heard some
Prince
deep cuts.
Yeah.
I'm liking what they're doing with the music at Cosmo, especially at night. Least favorite casino soundtrack? This one had many, many notes along with it saying volume or some variation of volume.
Uh-huh.
It is the D Las Vegas. People love the casino, but they don't like the noise.
Yep.
That's what
we've
learned from this. Casino scent. Ah, yes.
Yes.
The ever-present odor. Sometimes intentional, sometimes not.
Uh-huh.
The favorite goes to Aria.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I can't place Aria's scent.
It's perfumey. It kind of leans a little old ladyish for me. Not as bad as El Cortez, obviously, but there's something like very heavy and perfumey about it. It's
All right. Least favorite goes to Da-da-da.
Plaza.
And it's not going to get any better now that they've got a bunch of horses outside. Favorite hotel room bath products. I don't bathe, so this one I don't know. I have no vote. What do you think of the winner?
Cosmopolitan.
Now, this is interesting because they've transitioned from one.
I was initially very disappointed when they transitioned to the different bath products, but now I've come around a little bit. I mean, I still like the old ones better, but the new ones are nice too.
All right. Least favorite?
Although I don't hoard them as much, is good.
You know where you can't hoard them? Least favorite goes to the Link.
Yeah.
Because they've got those big dispensers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think ever since I mentioned that, I was worried about somebody cracking those open and
doing something with the conditioner.
Leaving fluids in there. I think that probably
turned
a lot of people off.
Yeah.
Even though
physically it'd be really hard to do.
Dudes are resourceful when it comes to that kind of shit.
Noted.
Favorite classic or old school Vegas location? This is a favorite for sure of ours as well. It is Peppermill.
Yep. Love that. Especially the Fireside Lounge.
Least favorite classic old school Las Vegas location goes to?
Binion's. Or the Binion.
Yes, it's a ghost of its former self.
It is. It's sad.
I think that's it. I think it makes everybody sad.
Yeah. Like this could be or something really good and it's not.
All right. Favorite ever present Vegas celebrity. This one goes to Wayne Newton.
Mr. Las Vegas.
I don't know that I would have guessed that. But I think Wayne's been around long enough where he deserves that kind of recognition.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll be happy to accept the honor. Least favorite ever-present Vegas celebrity goes to Chris Angel. Yeah. He's been around for more than a decade now, starting his new show in a week or two.
It surprises me.
I know. I can't believe it. Yeah. What the hell are they thinking to renew him? He must be selling some tickets. I don't get it, but we're apparently not his audience.
No, we are not.
All right.
Favorite form of transportation?
Ride-sharing, Uber and Lyft.
Mm-hmm.
Down with that?
Yep. Take advantage of it all the time.
Least favorite form of transportation?
Taxi cabs.
Goes closely with that. Taxi cabs. They've pissed everyone off thanks to their practices. Favorite big news story of the year? You are appropriately dressed for it. The Golden Knights' tremendous first season.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were down with that as a big, big thing.
That was fun to watch.
It was fun. It brought a lot of people together. Yeah. It was really cool for the city. Least favorite big news story. No surprise here. The October 1st shootings. I think these awards, I set the timeline of September 15th to September 1st, or maybe it was October 1st to September 30th. I don't remember what it was, but that fell in there. And of course, nothing was worse than that.
Yep.
Favorite trend. This is fun to see. People are digging it. I know I am. Construction and development starting again.
Yep, I like it.
You go down the strip now, you see all those cranes at Resorts World.
Mm-hmm.
You go downtown, you see a big hole where Las Vegas Club used to be, which is still better than when Las Vegas Club was there. It's very encouraging.
Didn't
to
you
see
describe
stuff.
It as a hole once?
I'm sure I did. So yeah, construction and development. A lot of people are excited to see
very
what's
exciting.
Coming next.
I like new stuff.
And finally, this is our last category. No more outfit changes, are there?
Nope, there all are right. not. There are not.
Our final category, least favorite trend, declining value. This was a combination of fees, nickel and diming, bar top drink system, shitty gambling odds. All those put together seemed to fit the one thing, declining value, and that won by a huge margin. Not a shock, and this is certainly not the first year that people have been frustrated by that.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll see where that goes. I've seen that there's some excitement over the fact that Cosmopolitan just announced that they're increasing the resort fee, but not by as much as resort fee plus parking fee. And if you're staying there, the resort fee covers the parking fee now. So there's some people are into that. Doesn't matter if you don't drive, but I think the hotels might be starting to get the message that it's irritating to people. So.
Let us hope so.
Anyway, we will discuss these more at length on the next podcast, but those are your inaugural Hundy Award winners.
Woo!
finally learned a new song.
Oh, good.
About damn time. All right, kids, that brings these awards to a close. The 2018 Hundy Awards have been a presentation of 5Hundy Productions.
Hosted by Podcasting's Tim and Michelle.
Jokes unwittingly provided by Boys Life. I kid you not. Stephen Wright and Comedy Central Jokes. Music by the 5Hundy Symphony Orchestra and award results courtesy of you, the listeners of 5Hundy by Midnight.
Thank you for joining us, and good night.
Good night, friends.